News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hello, my people. That's right, I'm here, your ever-loving leader, the leader of the movement. I don't know what movement, but I'm the leader of a movement. And I'm glad to have you along, all 11 of you listening right now. My army. Right, Isaac? See, you have to turn your microphone.
That's right.
Okay, good. Good deal. Huh. So, from everything I understand, it is about to storm in the area. And, you know, my wife is one of those weather watchers. She has to get every update that comes through on apps and all of that stuff. So she said on my way home tonight, I'll probably get blasted with large hail. So she's not a meteorologist. She's not even a weather chick on the news. Which, if you're not a meteorologist, that's your title, right? Weather chick. She's not even one of those. She's just a weather watcher. So I might have to spend the night up here. You know, old school radio days, sleeping at the studio, trying to get them to take a check at the Sonic. Because I didn't have any money in the bank, and I could get it in there before the next day.
Lonnie's got a blanket and pillow downstairs. You'll be all right.
Oh, cool. Is that where he is during the show every night?
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I don't blame him. I would be, too. There is something going around the internets and all, and it was sent to me last night, and it makes so much sense, and I wanted to play it for you. First thing, and I'm going to, because it is something from one of my heroes, and it is so profound, and it speaks so much to show that my hero was way ahead of his time, and he's no longer with us on this earth, sadly, but it's Rush Limbaugh. Now, back during the Bush administration, we talked about this the other night, that there was an uprising, so to speak. There was unrest about illegal immigration, and there were riots in L.A. There were the Mexican people waving Mexican flags in the streets and causing violence and yelling Viva la Raza and all of that stuff. And it was a big deal. Rush used to do something called the Morning Update. Rush Morning Update. And it was just a clip that he would produce about a minute and a half. And it would run on all of his affiliates during the morning time, during the morning show. It was brilliant every time. But when I saw this one, and let me be straight with you. From the time I was about 24, I didn't miss a word of the Rush Limbaugh show. If he was on, I was listening. If he was on vacation, depending on who the guest host was, I would be listening. But once podcasts started, I subscribed and I got it every day, every bit of it. So I remember this. But it took someone sending me this to remind me last night of just how brilliant this was then and how much it holds true today. All right, so here we go. The Godfather, Rush Limbaugh on illegal immigration.
Everybody's making immigration proposals these days. Let me add mine to the mix. Call it the Limbaugh laws first. You immigrate to our country, you have to speak the native language. You have to be a professional or an investor. No unskilled workers allowed. Also, there'll be no special bilingual programs in the schools with the Limbaugh laws, no special ballots for elections, no government business will be conducted in your language. Foreigners will not have the right to vote or hold political office. If you're in our country, you cannot be a burden to taxpayers. You are not entitled to welfare or food stamps or other government goodies. You can come if you invest here, an amount equal to 40,000 times a daily minimum wage. If not, stay home. But if you want to buy land, it'll be restricted. No waterfront, for instance. And as a foreigner, you have to relinquish individual rights to the property. And another thing, you don't have the right to protest. You're allowed no demonstrations, no foreign flag waving, no political organizing, no bad-mouthing our president or his policies. You're a foreigner. Shut your mouth or get out. And if you come here illegally, you're going to jail. Now, you think the Limbaugh laws are harsh? Well, every one of the laws I just mentioned are actual laws of Mexico today. That's how the Mexican government handles immigrants to their country. Yet Mexicans come here illegally and protest in our streets. How do you say double standard in Spanish? How about no más?
Brilliant. I mean, there's nobody that is ever going to do this job that's going to be as good as Rush Limbaugh for so many reasons, not just because of how he could make the complex simple, but because of his talent in the way he presented it. He was always quick to tell you he was a broadcaster. I'm a broadcaster. I never got to meet him. He did talk about me on his show one day and played some clips from the Ace and TJ show where we had interviewed Bill Clinton. And I asked Bill Clinton some stuff about Rush, and I told him that Rush said that he met him in New York at the Kobe Steakhouse and that Clinton was hitting on his date. And Bill Clinton was like, well, he ought to be ashamed of himself. I was not, you know. So that day, Ace and I got off the air and laughing and just went on about our business. And on my way home, he goes into his monologue at 12 on WBT. And then going into the first break, he said, oh, and get this. Bill Clinton was on a Top 40 show in Charlotte today. And, you know, my name got brought up and blah, blah, blah. And so coming out of those commercials, he played and, you know, and talked about our show and played clips of my asking Bill Clinton all of that stuff. And he was laughing. So that's close to meeting him as I ever got. Just a radio guy.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Okay, everybody needs to be careful. If you're driving, if you're outside, get inside. Because we have a severe thunderstorm warning right now for Mecklenburg, Gaston, Chester, South Carolina, York, Union. Severe thunderstorm warning, and we'll keep you up to date. But it'd be cool just to, you know, get inside somewhere where you're safe and just gather the family around the radio like it's the 1940s. that would help. Can always do that. All right. So before we were so rudely interrupted by the emergency signal thing, I was talking about Rush Limbaugh and played the clip of how he was pointing out how strict the immigration laws in Mexico are. Way more strict than ours. And how much of a double standard it is. And it's not just Mexico. That just happened to be the one that was hot at the moment during that time when Rush Limbaugh was saying that. That was what was the current news. But it's every other country, every third world country especially. Our immigration laws are so lax. Everybody's supposed to just roll out the red carpet for any downtrodden society that wants to put their citizens in the United States. And it causes all kinds of problems to our culture, which, you know, they want you to believe we don't have an American culture, that everybody's an immigrant and all that. Well, there is an American culture. Everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows exactly what it is. But when you allow so many, and I'm blaming Republicans for this too, in the past, when you allow so many immigrants and you don't follow the guidelines that are set up for our country, you end up with the melting of our culture and our society. Because immigration is supposed to be a gift to someone. And it also is supposed to be given to someone who can clearly do something to make this country stronger. And somebody who wants to be in this country, not just to be here because you're free and you don't have, you know, war in the streets and all of that kind of stuff. You want to be here because you love America and you love what America has always stood for. That's why you're supposed to be here. But a long time ago, that stopped. The assimilation stopped. And now, look where we are. We are in a place where the biggest city in the world, the biggest financial institution in the world, New York City, is most likely about to elect a mayor that is he's been a citizen for 7 years. He's an anti-American, terrorist-supporting Muslim from Uganda. He's a full-on defund the police. Taxpayers should fund sex change operations for children. And the government should run grocery stores and all kinds of things like that. So in other words, the same policies that make third world countries, third world. And the people of New York, I'm sorry, the statistics are in, not the people of New York, the stupid college educated white people of New York just elected this guy to be the Democrat nominee for mayor. The only hope that the people of New York have that they're not about to turn into a communist third world slum, the only hope they have, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is how bad it has gotten, is for Eric Adams, the current mayor of New York, to somehow beat him in the election as an independent. So all of these big financial people in New York, they need to just throw every bit of money they can behind Eric Adams. They need to just pour it on. Now, this Ugandan fella, I mean, he was raised with a lot of money. He's a spoiled brat. He tried to be a rapper at one time, and he was terrible. He couldn't make it at that. His parents are in show business or something. His name is Zoran Mamdani, and he's a real piece of work. Now, he is a full communist. and he has the people like Bernie Sanders and AOC practically wetting their pants with excitement because he is so anti-American. He is so anti-capitalist. But you notice it's always the ones who are protected who want to defund the police. It's always the ones who are protected who don't have to worry about getting food from a government-run grocery store. No. That's the way this communism works. They have all the power. They're protected. And regular people aren't.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Okay, severe weather in the area. That takes precedent over whatever stupidness I'm talking about. So be careful. Severe thunderstorm warning. Possible hail and all of that stuff. So we're talking about this mayor situation, this mayor election in New York, where the stupid white college-educated liberals in New York have elected this anti-American, pro-terrorist, anti-police immigrant from Uganda. And he is a full-blown communist. And that comes from the indoctrination that gets pumped into people's heads in college. I guarantee you that's what it is. That and white guilt. With these, you know, upper crust, snob, effete New Yorkers. Because regular working class people, and I hate to use the word class because we don't have classes in the United States. We have income brackets because we're a capitalist society. Communism breaks people down in class. You know, like whenever you hear somebody refer to an occupation as workers, like, Obama used to say hospital workers. He would say that a lot. Well, worker is a communist term. We have employees in the United States. We have upper income, middle income, low income, not middle class, upper class, lower class. We don't have that. That's all from the communists, that language. But anyway, so you got this guy in New York, because, you know, New York is just, I mean, I don't have to tell you what New York is. But what's going to start happening is that people who can afford to leave New York are going to leave it when this guy takes over. If Eric Adams doesn't somehow pull a miracle out of his hat and beat him in the general election. And how bad is it that we're saying that Eric Adams is the voice of reason between two candidates? This guy is, he's rotten. He really is. He wants the city government to control grocery stores. He wants full rent control, meaning the city can tell a property owner how much they can charge for rent and how much they can't, like where they need to stop as far as asking for rent. All of these things are recipes for disaster of an economy. And he knows that. Well, he may not know it because he's stupid. But everybody around him knows it. Everybody supporting him knows it, like Bernie Sanders and AOC and that whole bunch. Now, you know, a lot of people would say, well, who cares? New York voted for that. Let them deal with it. I'm not quite there to just say, let New York fall. They deserve it. I'm more cautious about it because I don't want it to be a pattern. It's already happened in other great cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles. I mean, you see what they are. They're rotten ruins. And New York means too much to this country because of its financial impact. And I don't want all those New Yorkers going into these other states. I would love it if they would change their ways, but they won't. They're addicted to Democrats. New Yorkers are addicted to Democrats. So I don't want them coming into good places and messing it up. And why would they flee? Why don't they, you know, they're supposed to be tough New Yorkers. You know, you meet a New Yorker who's moved to the South or whatever. They love telling you they're from New York. They love acting all tough and, yeah, I can handle it. I'm from New York. Now, we don't get upset when people talk to us a certain way. We just go on. We don't get all offended like you Southerners. Well, then stay there and fight and fix your city. Don't hightail it and run to another city that does things right that you're going to go mess up with the way you vote. Stay there. Change your city if you don't like it. If you realize that you've been voting the wrong way for so many years, you've been duped by these maniac Democrats, these Marxists in New York and in their politics, you realize you've been duped and you got to run because you can't support your family because of the way they've ruined the city. Stay there and change it. Start a movement. You love your city, and I get it. I get it. So don't flee. Stay there and fight it. I don't understand. It seems so simple. In America, you have people promoting things that are blatantly meant to ruin us. How is it happening? How have they gotten this much of a foothold on our society? It's mind-boggling. It's like people just don't have any common sense. Now, I get how a lot of these liberals in New York, you know, liberalism is like a religion to them. I know that the whole thing. Like if they all of a sudden realize they've been living the wrong way and their whole principles of life have been wrong all these years, it's hard to get them to admit that and then for them to start doing something else. I understand. But what are you going to do? You're going to sit there and watch the biggest, most important city in the world crumble and turn into a third world crap hole? Then the rest of us are going to have to deal with the backlash of that? No, we got to get a handle on who gets to come into this country. If you're coming into this country and you're ready to criticize it and start down talking it and doing all of that, yeah, we got to be way, way more strict about that. So we got to get rid of the people who are here, who don't belong here, who are causing problems, you know, all of the people who are promoting the terrorists and the anti-Semites. That's another thing. This guy, New York mayor candidate, is anti-Semitic. We got to get them out. We got to get the ones who support Hamas, the ones who support the Hezis. We only want people who love and are ready to be part of this country and this culture. That's the only way any society survives. No society can survive by letting people in to change everything. If you came here from Uganda or like Ilhan Omar, who came here from Somalia, you ought to wake up every morning and drop to the ground and kiss where you are lying in America. And thank God that you're here. And stop messing with people. Oh, but that's too harsh. That's too harsh because we owe it to them. We owe it to them to let them in our country. They've never had anything. They're poor. Okay. All right. But that doesn't mean they have to come in here causing trouble. See, they've played upon the guilt of this country that so many people walk around with. And I'll get more into that in just a few minutes. So we're out of time in this segment, so we'll get into that coming up next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
You can also get all of that at tjritchie.com, TJRITCHIE.com. You can even listen to the morning show that I do with my partner, Riggins, every day. You know, I'm working two jobs here. That's what I do. All right, so we're talking about this this terrible, terrible thing going on in New York with this Zohran Mamdani. I had a friend who had that one time, Zohran Mamdani. It was like a lingering cough, and they had put him in one of those oxygen tents, all that stuff. That's bad business. You don't want to get the Mamdani.
Did he make it?
Mm-mm. Yeah, he made it, but it took a while. He hated free enterprise after that, though. I don't know what happened. So anyway, this communist, anti-American, anti-Semitic, terror supporter, in favor of spending tax money to, cut off the genitals of children. I mean, just about as rotten of a leftist as you can get, straight down the line. He has been given the Democrat nomination for the mayor of New York City. And I was saying that a lot of this stuff that we're dealing with is because of our not having a handle for so many years on immigration. You see, for some reason, well, I know the reason, but people seem to think that America owes it to the rest of the world to take in, you know, their neediest citizens. It doesn't work that way, or it shouldn't. But the way that it happens is, and people go, well, what? Every other country has their immigration laws, and they're a lot stricter than ours, because what we have here is a Democrat Party that is hell-bent on tearing down the fabric of our society to rebuild it in their image so they can control it completely. They don't care about the values of America. They don't care about Americans. They don't care about anybody but them and their seeking of power, their desire to be the powerful. And they use tactics like preying upon people's good nature and preying upon the charitable peoples of the United States and preying upon people who are religious and saying, "What would Jesus do? You're supposed to be so Christian, but you don't want to let the huddled masses come in and feed them." You know, you can't have a lax immigration, you know, lax immigration enforcement and a welfare system at the same time. You just can't do it and have your country survive. And it's catching up with us now. And you got all of these liberals who allow the left to prey upon their emotions and their guilt. You know, this white guilt is so prevalent. Oh, we must take them in. We must. You're a racist if you don't. Oh, well, I don't want to be called a racist. That's the worst thing I could be called. Let them in. Then when it's time, everybody stops and looks around and says, "Oh, whoa, look what's going on. We've gone too far now. We got to start toughening up a little bit." It's like, "Oh no, you are hideous. You're evil." I mean, they're out. These Democrat politicians are out in the streets openly pleading the case for people that they know are in the country illegally and that they know are violent criminals and that they know belong to violent street gangs in other countries. And they know that they are drug dealers and all of that. But they stand side by side with them and they don't even care. If you say anything about it, then it's your problem. You're the one with the issue, not them. Not them for protecting, you know, rapists and murderers and trying to keep them in the country and plead their cases for them. No, you're the one if you have a problem with it. Donald Trump is the one who's the bad guy. So I want you to, I'm not really a fan of giving homework, but I do want you to go and get on the Joogle and just see what has happened to the city of London since they elected a mayor that is not of the same culture as British people are. Look what's happened to London. And that's what's going to happen to New York. And that's going to happen to the next big city that they decide that they're going to elect an anti-American, pro-terrorist Islamist or anti-American fill in the blank from whatever other country, Marxist, communist. It's all going to domino. And you can't even look at this guy and go, "Oh, well, he's a nice guy. He may just be, you know, stupid or whatever." No, he's not. No, other people will, you know, they'll back off of that defund the police a little bit, even though they were shouting about it, you know, during the, you know, 2020 and all of that stuff, the riots and everything, defund the police. And then you confront him about it. "No, I don't believe, I didn't talk, well, not him. No. He says, defund the police, period. So, again, I go to the method of asking him to set the example. You're the leader You're going to be the leader of New York City. You set the tone. Get rid of all of your security guards. Get rid of all of the officers who protect you when you go throughout the city. Get rid of every private security person that you have because you've got that kind of money. See, he's a spoiled brat. You know, he's tried to do so many things in life that just didn't work. He wanted to be, you know, his mom is some kind of a filmmaker or something. And he was in a Disney movie that she directed. And he also tried to have a rap career and it was awful. He was just ungodly terrible as a rapper. So he's got money. He can play with it. He can do whatever he wants. He can get attention. He got, you know, got elected to a state office or something there. And now he's on his way to becoming the mayor. And it's bad business. It is bad business. But yeah. Go ahead and set the tone, Mr. Zoran Mamdani. Do it before the election. I mean, really show people that you're going to practice what you preach when you're elected. Fire everybody that walks along with you and stands outside your office and your house. Fire them all. And do it. Walk those streets alone. Bed down alone at night in your home with no security. If the building you live in has security, tell them to go home. You are a man of the people and you should act like it. You should be hobnobbing with the people if that's who you are. How dare you? Listen, I'm talking like he's listening to the show tonight. Truth is, he's not listening. Only 11 other people are. So if any of you 11 know him, call him. Any of my 11 listeners, call him and tell him what I said. I ain't scared. I ain't scared of him. Hey. All right. So we're going to do our new segment, TJ on the News. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
It's a weird night. It's a weird night. Got bad weather in parts of the Carolinas here. Emergency systems going off. Letting people know to take shelter in certain areas. So we'll keep you posted. Because this is WBT, after all. That's what we do. That is what we do. All right. Let's get this thing started.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the News.
Okay. The most important stories from around the world. Spanning the globe. These are the things that will really keep you in the know of the important issues. In Pennsylvania, a 31-year-old man wearing a Batman t-shirt and pajama pants entered a store. He filled a shopping cart with a bunch of a certain product, and he walked out with it. The loss was valued at $199.39. Now, young Isaac is in here. And let's play this little game, Isaac. I played this on my morning show this morning. See how well you are at profiling someone, making a criminal profile of them.
All right.
Okay, so he's 31. He goes into the store. Let's say it's Walmart. He's wearing a Batman t-shirt and pajama pants. He steals a lot of this one item. So it's individually, this item doesn't cost a lot, but he stole a lot of it, and it was $200. What do you think the product was, knowing the situation? What do you think the product was that he was stealing?
Given my information?
Yep. Pajama pants, yep. Batman t-shirt.
Yep, yep.
And small ticket item. But he stole a bunch of $200 worth of the small ticket item. What was that small ticket item?
I'm going snacks. I feel like a guy who's wearing pajamas, not really. He's probably a little hefty.
Yeah, so you're thinking like Cool Ranch Doritos.
I could see some Doritos, like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're close. You're in the right family.
Okay.
But it was Red Bull.
No shot. $199 worth of Red Bull?
Yep. Now, if I were working security in that store, and a 31-year-old guy wearing a Batman t-shirt and pajama pants walked in, I would say he's probably about to steal some Monster, Red Bull, Mountain Dew, something like that. I'd probably be on him fast.
Anybody midday pajama pants, you got to keep an eye on.
Anybody in public wearing pajama pants at any time of the day, unless you're at the pharmacy part of whatever store and you're sick. Other than that, you need to be wearing clothes. Not bed clothes, clothes. All right. Next story. There's a 30-year-old driver. And he was arrested for doing donuts down the National Mall in Washington, D.C. And he told police it's just a joke. No big deal. Court documents reveal that 30-year-old Curtis Lear, facing multiple charges, including destruction of federal property, assault with a dangerous weapon, disorderly conduct, fleeing from law enforcement in a motor vehicle, reckless driving, and operating a vehicle off-road in a way that damaged protected land. And then he racked up a bunch of other charges when he was doing that. I mean, what possesses somebody? He's like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to do donuts down the National Mall in Washington, D.C. I told one of my friends this. I said, can you believe they caught this guy doing donuts down the National Mall? And my buddy doesn't keep up with news that often. And he goes, man, crime in Minneapolis has gotten out of control. And I said, that's the Mall of America. America's not the National Mall, which is in Washington, D.C. So he understood after that. Gotta keep it straight. Okay. Next story. A guy who runs a parasailing company on the Jersey Shore rescued a woman and her dogs after their kayak tipped in a storm. He saw it happen from a dock. He sprinted to his boat to go save them. Luckily, the woman and both dogs were wearing life jackets. Now, question is, why are you taking dogs in a kayak on a windy day? Leave the dogs at home. Your dogs don't have to go everywhere with you. If you've never been in a kayak, there's not a lot of room for moving around or anything like that. As a matter of fact, when you put your legs down in that thing, you can't move at all. So I'm guessing that it may have been an open kayak where it doesn't have that tube that you put your legs down in and all that. But still, why would you take two dogs with you on a kayak? Because you wanted to go out there and get attention from everybody who was enjoying the water that day at the beach, the Jersey Shore. Everybody was like, oh, you're cute dogs. Oh, look at that. So you get attention by proxy. That's why you do something like that. Put the dogs in danger. Man, wake up, people. Leave your dogs at home. The dogs would have much rather been at home chilling. You can't say you took them out there for exercise to just throw them in a boat, paddling around with them. They ought to take those dogs from her. She doesn't know how to take care of them. All right, and if you are like I am and obsessed with feng shui, I'm going to try to get through this. I'm joking. A feng shui expert on TikTok. Woo, this is serious. Feng shui expert on TikTok.
Real expert.
The best of the best, baby. He listed the top four things you should never keep in your by your bed. Number one, sharp metal objects. Things like scissors and nail clippers. He says sharp metal, quote, easily pierces your energy shield. See, you thought maybe it was because in your sleep you might, you know, be rolling over, getting restless, and your arm go up onto the nightstand and something might cut you or stab you. No. It's because the sharp metal easily pierces your energy shield, and the effects are not good. Second thing you should never have by your bed, a trash can. This is one I had no idea about this one, and I should have. I'm kicking myself for not knowing this. But trash cans and trash hold, quote-unquote, murky energy. Even if it's just crumpled up paper, he says, breathing in that energy can negatively affect your health. Number three, medications and medical records. I don't know about you, but every night I like to curl up in bed with my medical records.
Nice nighttime read.
It's the best. He said having them next to your bed, even in a drawer, allegedly affects your mood and mental state. So you can't have your medication by the bed. Something else that you should never have by your bed, according to the feng shui expert on TikTok, fresh flowers. But that's only if you're in a relationship. If you're single, it's fine. If you're married, it invites, quote, third party involvement, end quote. So if you keep fresh flowers by your bed and they cheat, then it must be that it's on you for having the fresh flowers in there. You invited the third party involvement into your relationship.
How dare you get your wife flowers for Valentine's Day? Well,
he said you could have them, just not in the bedroom. Put them out in the kitchen or the living room or something. And I'm so thankful to know this. Now we're going to have to take a break so I can uncross my legs. I've been sitting crisscross applesauce.
Fish in the pond.
While delivering TJ on the news because I wanted to feng shui it as well as I could. You know what, though? There's some people at the station, like, basically what I'm talking about is our immediate boss who's from L.A. He's probably this and go, what is funny about that? He's like, yeah.
You guys didn't know that?
Oh. All right. So we got more coming up. Hang on.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
I have been waiting and waiting all day to share this story because I'm about to learn y'all something, especially if you are a younger American. I'm about to learn you something. First of all, I'll give you the findings of this study. This is one of my my favorite websites. I check it every day. It's earth.com. No, I don't. I don't. But this is a good story that came from earth.com. It says glass bottles contain more microplastics than plastic containers. Okay.
What?
Microplastics. That's the buzzword. It's been going around for a while. That's trendy. That's the latest scare thing. Scaring people to death. You got microplastic. First of all, it started out with just being plastic in the ocean. See, plastic is the enemy. When plastic used to be considered the better way to go, but now plastic is the enemy. And they would show all this footage of the plastic that was picked up on the beaches and this big island of garbage that's floating out in the sea and nobody knows what to do with it and all of that. And then people were like, well, where are you taking all these pictures and videos? They weren't in America. They were on beaches in third world countries that don't have any laws. America cleans up behind itself better than any country in the world. But the environmental movement, a.k.a. the communist environmental movement, always has to have an enemy, always has to be changing the rules, always has to be moving the goalpost, as it were. And this is the latest. There's a war on plastic, and I don't know for sure. I haven't heard other people say this, but I'm guessing it's because plastic is so closely related to oil. And oil is the big enemy, right, of these environmental nuts. So it says, for years, people have chosen glass bottles for their beverages, believing them to be safer and more environmentally friendly than plastic. The clink of the glass often feels more trustworthy than the crinkle of plastic. But a new study has revealed something unexpected. Drinks stored in glass bottles may contain more microplastics than those in plastic or metal containers. The finding flips our assumptions about packaging safety and highlights a surprising source of contamination. Bottle caps. Okay, so there's always something. They always have to keep something going, right? That's the way this movement works. You know, it used to be global cooling was the enemy. There's going to be another ice age. Then when that didn't turn out, then there's global, global warming. Everything was going to burn up. Then the temperatures started going down and they couldn't explain that. So then it was climate change. The climate's always going to change. So when it changes, we'll blame it on climate change. And we'll say it's because people use, what do they use? They use cars and they use light bulbs. We'll make them change their light bulbs. And they use gas stoves. Let's put all of those on the enemy's list. And they run their thermostats too low in the summer. We'll really make them feel that heat. So let me tell you a story about movie theater popcorn. Listen, kids, this is for you because I'm pretty sure the adults know this. Back in the early 90s, there was a little research center. I think it was a guy and his wife. And they determined that movie theater popcorn was the most dangerous thing that you could eat. Or as dramatic people say, the most dangerous thing you could put in your body. And the reason it was so dangerous is because of the coconut oil that they pop it in. And that's why movie theater popcorn is so much better. It's that coconut oil, but it's killing you. It's killing us all. So they came up with this idiocy. Nobody really checked the credentials of them or anything else. And then they just started faxing out breaking news, research, blah, blah, blah. And all the media picked it up. They ran with it. And public enemy number one in the food industry was movie theater popcorn, more specifically, coconut oil. So what happened? A hysteria. And this was before social media. Because, I mean, the media went nuts with this, right? So all of the movie theaters had to change all the ball games, all, you know, the baseball stadiums, the football stadium, wherever there was good popcorn had to change their recipes. They had to come up and scramble and get something that tasted close to the way it tasted with coconut oil. And the thing was is that coconut oil was not only what made it taste better, but it was also what preserved it. It would keep it from getting stale so fast. So that ends up costing the vendors money and everything else. So, I mean, these two liberal nuts caused all of this hysteria in the country and changed the popcorn industry. Okay. Fast forward 10 years. Everybody forgot about it. Hysteria died down. And then guess what? Somebody came along and said, you know what? Coconut oil is one of the best things that you can put in your body. Coconut oil should be used for everything. It's a miracle. It is a miracle product. Coconut oil, you cook with it. You rub it on your skin. It's a moisturizer. It's a wrinkle fighter. It's like, just slather yourself in coconut oil if you can and let it seep into your pores and into your bloodstream. This is such a wonderful, wonderful gift from the Lord. Forget all of that other stuff where you got into hysterics and the media turned it upside down and none of that meant anything. Now it's great. Great coconut oil is. So that's what I suspect is going to be happening with plastics and microplastics being the enemy. And you know how I can usually tell is when I know people who are conservative and they start falling for this stuff. I was with some friends this past weekend and they no longer have bottled water in their house. They try to cut back on the plastics as much as possible. And I was like, well, this little scare tactic from the environmentalists is working. It's even getting to the smart people who are conservatives. So just a little lesson for you. When you see these things pop up like this and there becomes an enemy and it's just all you hear from the media and all you hear from people that you can see them on TV and look at them and go, oh, that's a liberal. Anything that the liberals are saying, doubt it. Okay? It's a good way to live. Democrats and liberals say something, don't believe it. Find out on your own. Okay. We're through with our science lesson for the day. Let's see what we can come up with next.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right, all right. Hello, hello. America's coolest conservative. Did Brett Jensen promote me tonight by calling me America's coolest conservative? Like I asked.
he did say TJ Ritchie's up next.
Yeah, man, you got to say coolest conservative or it doesn't count.
Your full name.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to use his full name either. Brett Jensen. That's not his full name. I'm kidding, of course. What a prince that man is. Love him. Love him. I just learned something. You know, I'm not above learning new things. And since we are late, live, and local, this is a local story. It's not even a story. It's just something that that my partner from the morning show that I do, the syndicated morning show, my partner Riggins, shout out Riggins. Happy birthday, Riggins. Today's his birthday. He sent me this because he thought I would find it amusing, and I do. It's very interesting. It's something from the Reddit, and it's a charlatan. It says, I got kicked out of Skip Town after being told my dog was allowed, wasn't allowed, and really feeling really let down now. So here's what he said on this message. Well, first of all, I didn't know what Skip Town was, and I learned that that's a doggy kind of daycare situation, I think, a dog. Let me see what he said. It is a dog care center, like dog daycare center. All right. So, again, this is just this guy's, you know, story of it. None of this is proven that they've done anything wrong over there at the business. I don't want to make it seem like I think that. Just reading what he wrote on Reddit. Hey, Charlotte. I'm feeling super frustrated and honestly kind of heartbroken right now. I said this was a guy. It may not be a guy. I don't know. I moved here recently and was really looking forward to getting my dog involved at Skip Town. I did everything by the book. I emailed their support team months ago to make sure my dog would be allowed. I even emailed them asking before the surgery to make sure we would get in. He's not neutered. He had a vasectomy, which is a less invasive sterilization method that preserves hormone balance. Skip Town told me in writing that vasectomies would be fine as long as I provided vet documentation confirming he couldn't reproduce. So I followed their instructions, scheduled the surgery, got the vet letter, uploaded all vaccine records, and waited until the date they said that he'd be allowed to return. Today was his first full visit. He was well-behaved, no humping, no aggression, nothing. By the way, that sounds like my wife trying to plead my case for going somewhere. You want to try and kick me out of the restaurant? Hey, he was well behaved. No humping, no aggression, nothing. Why are you kicking us out? Okay, back to the serious story. Sorry. Then before leaving, their manager approached me and said, "We can't come back because vasectomies can be reversed." I was stunned. I showed them the emails. Still got told we're not welcome. I signed up for a full year and blah, 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 blah. Again, this is just this person's story. I am not accusing this business of doing anything one way or the other. Just found it interesting because I didn't know that dogs could get vasectomies, first of all. I didn't know that was a thing. And I didn't know that in order to go to, you know, one of these type places, you have to have so much documentation about what all that your dog has had done and all of that stuff. So, but it says I wanted to look forward to getting my dog involved at Skip Town. So that means like trying to get some social activity for your dog. See, I'm still trying to understand the full mindset of people who are so obsessed with their pets and they treat them like humans and all that. I don't get it. Now, this is not one of those things where I'm saying leave the dog at home, all that, where I'm, you know, coming down on people who are too obsessed with their dogs and reasons why they do it. I don't understand all of this stuff because I've never gone through it. I've had dogs and I love dogs, but I would never even consider having to go get all of this documentation about my dog's health records and all of that stuff because I was going to, you know, was going to try to get it, you know, socialized. Man.
I socialize my dog in the old school way. Whenever I leave for work, I let my dog out.
Mm-hmm.
And she just roams around the neighborhood until I get back home.
Well, do you really do that?
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Yeah, my mama does that. My mama lives out kind of out in the country in Louisiana.
Yeah, I live on a dead end street. Mm-hmm. I got some family out there. Everybody seems to love her.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's different if you live in a big city, in a big dangerous city. You know, you can't just be letting your dog roam around everywhere. So you try to get it involved in social activities. But I mean, I seriously had no idea. And I don't know. I bet it's expensive to take your dog every day to a what they call a doggy daycare thing,
know,
right?
Dude.
You think it is? Lonnie, you got a dog?
I can't afford dog therapy. So
you got kids. That's enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I mean, having a dog is expensive.
It really is.
Even if they don't get sick. You know, they teach them how to have allergies and all now, so they have to buy that expensive food.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that vet business. Woo! If I'd have known then, back when I was in school, I would have tried to go be a vet if I knew just how much money they were going to end up making. Because a lot of that is, you know, the way our culture is now with pets, it's a marketing thing. Like, you train people through marketing and everything to treat their pets like kids and and at some point teach them to have dogs and cats instead of kids. They're way better than kids, you know, and that sort of thing. Because then you get them into that, and then you can say, oh, well, do you want to pay this much and give your dog the very best care, or do you not really care about your dog? You know, yep. That kind of stuff. So then they just kick it up. Some of that food, and when the dogs didn't have allergies when I was a kid. Now dogs are eating, like the dog that I had who passed of cancer. His name was Dutch, named after Ronald Reagan. Yeah, he had allergies, and he was a big golden doodle, so he ate a lot. And a bag of his dog food would last about maybe 5 weeks, and it was over $100.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just for that.
Soon the dogs will be walking us.
Yep.
Yeah.
If AI doesn't take over, we're going to have AI dogs, robot dogs. That's what we're going to have. What are people going to do then? A machine doesn't have to go and hang out with other machines. Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll end up saving money in the long run. All right. I have some pretty funny stuff. I don't know if we need to end with that or something serious. I guess I'll just flip a coin. So just chill out, and we'll find out together coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right. Calm down. So, I thought I could use this as a little lesson in manners, you know. Because, you know, it's far too often in today's times, people don't know how to act. That's one of my biggest complaints about the peoples of today, is they don't know how to act. No manners. So this is a lady, very nice lady, and she's taken to the social medias to make a video because the woman that she's trying to have a conversation with won't answer her calls. So the only way she knows to get this message to her is by posting a video on the social medias. So, listen to this lady shouting out, Brenda.
This is for Brenda, since you won't answer your phone. I know you watch my video. When somebody invites you to a party, that don't mean for you to act like no hog or dog. I cooked 5 slabs of ribs yesterday. I'm not saying that you ate all the ribs, but you were huddled over the rib dish. You told it 5 or 6 plates away from here yesterday. You didn't ask me, could you do it? You took upon yourself and did it. The food is free. I didn't mind you taking no carry out after everybody get through eating. Give everybody a chance to get them a piece of rib, fish, and a baked neck bone. I had shrimp. I had oysters. I had crab.
See, she had that full spread out there. How rude of Brenda. No wonder Brenda won't answer her phone. That is rude. I can't stand when people don't have manners.
If she's listening, I want to go ahead and promise her I won't take anything if you invite me to the next one.
Man, she got everything. Ribs, neck bones, fish, oysters, shrimp. So sweet, and somebody going to take advantage of her hospitality like that. Now, I have a friend. It's my little friend Jenny, I call her, because she's little, she's tiny. She's about 5'2", weighs about 100, 105 pounds, something like that. She owns a big workout facility and stuff. Up in Mooresville. So she works out all the time, but she eats like a longshoreman. I mean, just shoveling it down nonstop. She doesn't take it home with her. She just eats it all while it's there. Like if I cook jambalaya, which is my son's favorite dish, he knows that if he wants any leftovers, he's got to get them and take them to the other refrigerator before Jenny leaves the house. Cause she'll just say, don't put my bowl in the dishwasher. And she'll keep going back like every few minutes and getting another bowl. And she'll end up with anywhere between 9 and 11 full bowls of jambalaya before she leaves. I mean, and that's very filling. If you don't know what jambalaya is, it's got smoked sausage in it, andouille. It's got rice and chicken, a lot of chicken in it. I mean, it's just really filling. And then, of course, with some French bread on the side. But, man, just to go up into somebody's cookout when they've already provided all of that food, there's no telling what that lady spent on all that food. And then she's going to fix all those plates and just take off with them. Okay, then we have this clip from a funeral that I thought was great, saying goodbye to the dearly departed. But a lot of times when you're at a funeral, you know, they'll say, anybody want to get up that it wasn't planned for you to speak today, but if you want to get up and say something, you know, you're welcome to do that. Well, they didn't have that rule at this funeral, but this lady decided she was going to run up and say something anyway. Because she was, she loved the dearly departed. And this is how that went.
They told me it was family only, but Craig was my that was my brother, bro. Hey, when I started my first club in Bakersfield, Craig said, Stacy P, I'm going to give you the money. Make sure my name is on the flyer. And we did that. Craig Hunter. Hey, bro, I love you. I love you, bro. I don't even want to, like, put you in the grave right now, Mike. But we going to do this, though, on Eastside. Eastside, Man City Crib.
His family's yelling, no, no. Stop it. And then this lady is just sending out a short message for whoever needs to hear it, I guess, or somebody that's been messing with her.
It's me, Stacey Kennison, with yet another important reminder. Practicing witchcraft on me is disrespect.
Whoa. I never thought of it that way. If you're practicing witchcraft on her, it's disrespect. See, this is the kind of stuff that the internet is made for. That kind of stuff. That's perfect. Then you got this guy. He's out in the heat trying to, you know, trying to make a living. Tired of people saying the same thing to him. He's out on a construction job in the street. Looks like there's a water leak or something, a water main leaking that he's trying to fix. But he has the time to stop and make a video and post it. So here that is. Where'd he go? Not working.
That's exactly what I want. I got a water main leaking out in my front yard.
I wonder why the sound's not working on it. Did you turn it off, Isaac?
Yeah, bro.
There it is. Did you turn it off?
I did turn it off.
Oh, man. Here it is.
People say, I don't know how y'all standing out there in the heat. We are broke, all right? My personal need for money is way more important than my health right now. I died 3 times a day. Send Gatorade. We are not all right.
We're broke. That's how we stand it out here in the heat. We're broke. And bless his heart, I was complaining driving in the heat today. I really was. I was complaining because my sunglasses I have a, you know, a couple of pairs of sunglasses, depending on what mood I'm in, it's which ones I'm going to wear, and they're in my truck. And I had to take my sunglasses and hold them in front of the air vent today to cool them off before I could put them on my face. And you would have thought that somebody had just told me that I was going to have to live for a week without electricity. I was like, man, it sucks.
As hot as it's been, you'll have burn marks on your face after that.
I know. That's what I was worried about. It was burning my hand. I needed a pot holder or something to hold them up there to the vent to get them cooled off. Man, I always know that it's time for me to go. People just start circling the door out there like, oh, we got to get in there, man. We got to get in there. Like, man, hold on. I bet they don't rush Pete Callender like that. No, he got some respect on it. They put respect on him. All right. Thank you very much for listening again. We had a kind of a weird night with weather warnings and all of that, rudely interrupting my brilliant monologues. But I think it turned out okay. I liked it anyway, so that's all that counts. All right, so thank you. Mark Levin is coming up next. Remember, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hear the TJ Ritchie Show every weeknight at 7 Eastern. Stream it live at tjritchie.com or listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or my media center at tjritchie.com. You'll be so glad you did, hopefully. That's tjritchie.com.